Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help depression. This is something that many people suffer with by opening the lymph-brain connection, something we've heard a lot about me talking about. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you improve how you feel and think. You know, my experience with the lymphatic system started 23 years ago. And the lymphatic system is really just an emerging science, something that every person needs to understand. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, really explains how when our lymphatic system becomes slightly acidic, it slows, it can't function as well, and we start beginning to fill with our own cellular waste. And this is happening in our organs, in our skin, in our blood vessels, even in our brain. And again, I've developed work called Lymphpractic in Scottsdale, Arizona. I help people in a fully closed session, and I guarantee from your first session you will feel a difference. In your first session, you get a 3-minute course, you see pictures of the lymph system, and you leave there understanding a part of your body that most people really do not understand. So it doesn't matter where you live. If you don't live in Scottsdale, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com, the contact page, and I'll help you understand how this information can really make a difference in your life. So again, we all have the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment plant. So when it becomes slow or sluggish, it just doesn't clean as well. And this is when we become toxic. And that toxicity manifests as many problems, from digestive issues, skin problems, swelling, itchiness, and even depression or anxiety. So major depression can be devastating. We all know someone who maybe is not having a very good life because they can't really function. Most people have mild depression that I believe can really be helped by understanding how to reduce toxicity in the body by getting the lymph system working. So major depression really significantly affects a person's family and personal relationships, their work or social life, sleeping and eating habits change, and their general health declines. So what is depression? And this is the textbook description. It's a mental disorder characterized by at least 2 weeks of low mood that is present across most situations, meaning the mood does not change no matter what's going on, whether you're having something happy or something sad in your life going on. It is often accompanied by low self-esteem, loss of interest in normally enjoyable activities, low energy, and pain without a clear cause. Guys, I'd like you to see how a lot of these things, low energy, pain, are really due to the lymphatic system being blocked. A lot of our problems are our symptoms. We have to go back and see what's causing the depression, the anxiety, the pain. So people may occasionally have false beliefs or see or hear things that others cannot. Some people have periods of depression separated by years in which they are normal, while others nearly always have symptoms present. To me, that lapse in having symptoms is really due because somehow they became more imbalanced. Their body was less toxic. And then at one point something happened, some stress, some dehydration, maybe even a vacation. It's not always something bad. It could be something good that makes us more toxic. And then we get our brain starts to shut down, starts to fill with cerebrospinal fluid and waste, and we start feeling different. We start getting depressed. So it really is the understanding of toxicity. So I go through detoxifications often because I feel that we need to do it every day. So every week I go through a few days where I'm cleaning myself, whether it's with Epsom salt baths, taking some saunas, doing some more exercise, taking more supplements like magnesium, and eating a cleaner, healthier diet. And when I go through a detox too aggressively or I haven't done it for a while, I will actually have a day after 2 or 3 days of draining my lymphatic system, eating healthier, taking more supplements, I'll wake up some mornings and just be lethargic. I don't want to move. I don't want to get out of bed. I'm worrying about things, and if you know me, I'm not a worrier. And I just, my wife will say, John, you look like you're lost. I'll just be walking around the house. And guys, that's really, it goes away a few hours later. Once I take some more alkalizing supplements, I do a little movement, go for a walk, drink a little water with minerals, alkaline water, and you see it clears. Now, I brought that on by making myself more toxic, because people don't realize when we do a detoxification, we're removing waste. It just doesn't go to the garbage. It just doesn't get taken out. The lymph system really just recirculates waste. Yes, it does go through our nodes, and there's lymphocytes and different immune-competent cells there, but really it goes through the nodes. We lose some water through the nodes, so it's getting concentrated, the waste, through the nodes, through the system, as it moves up towards our neck where the major lymph drains are, right? So it's so important to understand that we have to keep this moving and understand that the major lymph drains in the neck really are key, that when we get tight in our shoulders, that these little lymphatic veins can shut down, and then we sort of just start to build up waste around our shoulders. We feel that as tight neck and shoulders, and then it can start to build up into our neck. We get tight neck, build up into your TMJ muscles, this acid, and that's really part of contributing factor in even TMJ. But those are signs that your head is really beginning to back up, and this can interfere with how cerebrospinal fluid really is removed or taken out of the brain and moved to the lymphatic system and the venous system. So when I'm going through this detoxification, again, I'm getting more toxic. Then I go through a few hours of toxicity and I feel depressed or anxious or lost. Sometimes I've even felt like an autistic child, very anxious and having to move around all the time. So, again, I've experienced a lot of different things, and it clears. Now, many of my clients who have gone through detoxification with me, especially when I was doing research and I did hundreds of people, putting them through 3 days in a row, many of them would tell me that, John, after the second night of you draining me, I felt my worst depression. Or people who had no depression would say, John, what was that? I felt depressed last night or this morning. So it's so important to understand that I created this in people by making them more toxic. And as that toxicity cleared, they felt better. What is the lymph-brain connection that I talk about so often? Guys, in 2015, they found lymphatic vessels in the brain. It's always been known that there were no lymph vessels in the brain. So this is groundbreaking. They said this will change how we think of diseases of the brain, like depression. But this will take years. And I believe we have to personally take responsibility. It'll be great when our medical system understands the lymphatic system role in maintaining the brain. But again, this will be decades away. So you need to take personal responsibility now to learn how to activate your lymphatic system, how to do everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And it's really not about being perfect. It's about learning that we need to balance our pH and activate our lymphatic system on a regular basis. Because the lymphatic system helps reduce toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body or brain. Remember, our body is always replicating, always creating new cells. In that, we're creating cellular waste, parts of cells that don't get reabsorbed. And this can create little blockages in our lymph system or on our venous system and create, you know, problems in how we feel and think. So again, in 2015, they found lymphatic vessels in the brain. There's a direct lymph-brain connection. And when the lymphatic system is not working optimally, our brain and body can fill with cellular waste. And this begins the inflammation and disease process. This really is the root cause of disease. So are you toxic or are you not toxic? Again, during a manual detoxification, I created that toxicity. I brought it on in people. So it's clear for you to understand that if you're feeling a lot of depression, that you are toxic. Number one, we don't want to stop medications. Never, ever, ever stop a medication. I had a client the other day who stopped the medication, and it threw her body into a tailspin. And so never, ever stop a medication. You make yourself healthy first by balancing your pH, putting positive steps into action, and then you can talk to your doctor about weaning off a certain medication or lowering it. So when we're depressed, it really is about a certain part of our body and becoming toxic. And recent research has found that it's the lateral orbital frontal cortex. And this is in the front of our forehead, more to the side, almost by our temples, but more to the front. So they actually have found that there's a certain part of the brain where we get depression. So, and to me, that shows us that it really is about lack of circulation. That part of the brain is having a problem. So if we can improve circulation by making the body more alkaline and manually improving the lymphatic system, we can make a big difference. So again, guys, if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, you have a great opportunity to come see me and get some manual work. It's a fully closed session. I guarantee you, you will feel a difference from the first session. I guarantee it. And you will leave enriched with knowledge of how to maintain your lymphatic system. Because more than just manually work your lymphatic system, I'm going to talk to you and educate you for a little bit at the beginning just so you understand how to maintain the lymphatic system. So, again, if you can't get to me, there's always coaching. So what can you do about this? We have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Many studies have shown the importance of diet to how we feel physically and mentally. So a more alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables. I never like vegetables personally. And we have to limit grains and red meat. Grains are really make a toxic effect to our body, and we have to eat them sparingly. Intermittent fasting, I'm big on this. That 3 or 4 days a week, if you just eat less, and not just eat less, don't eat wheat, don't eat meat, just eat raw vegetables or fruit for 3 days a week, or just juice, or just drink smoothies. There's really a lot of research showing how fasting can really make a difference in improving your health. So, and that makes it that we don't have to be so perfect all the time. So there are certain products that you can use that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, even baking soda. But I especially like green drinks. These are powdered drinks. We don't get the 9 to 12 servings of vegetables that we're supposed to get, so we need to include these in drink forms. More than just a protein drink, we need to have more fruits and vegetables. And a product that I like that really works well for people who are stressed or not feeling well mentally, because it really makes you alkaline and helps circulation in the brain, is Buffer pH by Voxa International. I believe in systemic enzymes. They help break down waste that may be making little log jams in your lymphatic system. Now, are you drinking enough water, right? We need to have water in our body. These are all very important things, because we don't have water, our lymphatic system suffers. And one of the most important things, guys, is lymphatic drainage sessions. From your first session, you will feel a difference. So taking some positive steps today will help more than just your depression. It may help digestive issues, skin problems, and even help you lose weight. My idea of detoxification is very different than most. Help the body balance its pH and manually activate the lymphatic system over a few sessions to improve circulation and natural detoxification. This is really a very gentle way to do it, that over a few weeks, you're cleaning yourself up and you'll feel difference. So I like to create a tsunami in people. They come in for a few sessions, I drain their lymph system, and we improve circulation. You've seen a tsunami. It really picks up everything in its waste, cars, buildings, and that's what we do with the lymph system. We create a wave through the body of circulation, and it picks up waste. Think of what medications you take, guys. Medications make us acidic. Again, we never want to stop them, but we do have to balance them. There's an acid-alkaline food chart on my homepage. If I can help you understand how to help and how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. And again, Tuesday's show, we're going to be talking about recent findings on how MRI show autism linked to increased cerebrospinal fluid. And again, that has to do with the lymphatic system. So if you have a child with autism, you really want to hear about this. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system is helping you. I appreciate you telling other people about my website, and I thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance. I hope you have a balanced and joyful life. Have a great day.